we interrupt your regular scheduled programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City.
And welcome everyone to Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio tonight. The Crusaders return to the friendly confines of the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as they entertain Lamar's community, the Bulldogs, in an MRAC conference doubleheader. To all our listening audience, Bishop Helan and Catholic Radio want to welcome you to another edition of Helan Basketball here on Catholic Radio. In game one, the fifth-rated Crusaders, and they're moving up in those rankings, supporting a perfect 12-0 mark, look to complete the sweep over the seventh-ranked Bulldogs in a key 4A and MRAC conference tilt. The Crusaders will look to build on an impressive 60-29 weekend win over 4A's number one-rated Dallas Center Grimes, while Lamar's looks to bounce back from a disappointing 78-40 loss to Sioux City East this past weekend. That dropped their season mark to 11-3. Once again, a contest between rated teams. The Crusaders currently rated fifth and the Bulldogs seventh. In the first battle between these squads, the Crusaders defeated the Bulldogs 63-53 way back on December 8th. In our nightcap, the 8th-ranked Crusaders will attempt to bounce back from a tough Saturday loss to a very good Firth Norris team. They put up a solid effort against a team that's ranked number one in Nebraska's Class B. Tonight, the Crusaders will try and match their first meeting against the Bulldogs, which saw the Crusaders post a 67-49 road win again on December 8th. The Crusaders enter the game at 8-4, while the Lamar's Bulldogs stand at 4-9. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Abby DeMars back in the studio, I'm Bob Gary. And once again, we welcome all of you who are listening to another night of Helan Basketball here on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's MRAC contest. KFHC, KOIA Radio, and Bishop Helan wish to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Helan Basketball. And, of course, as always, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Helan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this coverage would be possible. Today's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitz and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Well, Thomas, we should have a good one here. We've really enjoyed watching this Lamar's group build over the years. They start in that lineup four seniors. They're one of those groups that has four different players averaging double figures, and they're dangerous. They play very similar to Helan, and like in the fact that they like to get it up and down the court. It should be an entertaining one.
Always is, you know. This Lamar's girls team. It seems like we've been calling these names for years. Sarah Brown and Meta Skov, Zoe Whitcup. They've been around for a long time. We've seen some really great matchups the last 2 to 3 years. With the Helan girls, we always say, boy, if you can't handle that 1-3-1 half-court trap and their defenses, it's going to be a long night. Lamar's has seen it so much, and they've got enough talent to where a lot of times it doesn't affect them like it does other teams. So they play Helan a little tougher than other teams do, and I look forward same thing tonight. This is always a good game.
Well, I think the matchups in this, Tom, they have numerous players that can handle the ball, similar to what Bishop Helan does. So in that aspect alone, they're able to handle the pressure that some of our groups can't. Boy, what a weekend for the girls, though. A huge win over the number one ranked team in 4A, Dallas Center Grimes, at their place, 60-29 in a game that the Crusaders really dominated from start to finish. Tom, you kind of followed the statewide scene a little bit.
Retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Holland Lawn Care is proud to provide homeowners with services that may increase curb appeal and value to your home. Your lawn is Holland Lawn Care's priority. Holland Lawn Care serves both commercial and residential properties, from snow removal of driveways and sidewalks to sprinkler systems, lawn seeding, sod, landscaping rock, and edging. Learn more by contacting Holland Lawn Care at 712-255-1866.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, with the O'Gorman Fieldhouse tonight. It's a doubleheader night as the Crusaders entertain the Lamar's Community Bulldogs in what should be a couple of outstanding contests. The girls will match the 5th-rated Crusaders against the 7th-rated ABC, the 7th-rated Lamar's Bulldogs is the ever-present Brennan Kugel just stepped into the scene here.
We got a minute. You know what? I was just talking about him. Wasn't it just a few years ago? 15 to be exact, that he was Mr. Basketball, State of Iowa. Led us to our first ever state championship, and here's BC. Looks like I bet he could still hop on the court and give us a few minutes.
When I last saw BC, it was at the hockey game New Year's Eve in a wing-eating contest with against a kid that was one-third your size, dude.
Yeah, I bet he's good at that, too.
BC won that easily. It's always good to see alumni back in the place and truly one of Heelan's best all time.
Absolutely.
So, once again, we've got a good one here in this first one and the second one as well. Now, the key for the Crusaders tonight really is coming down from a huge win this weekend and getting their feet planted on the ground, because as we mentioned earlier, this Lamar's Bulldog team is experienced. These kids, we've been calling their names for the better part of 4 years now. It's ironic, Tom, or it's unusual to have 7 of the 10 players on the court averaging in double figures. You just don't see that very often.
No, you don't. But good teams have multiple kids in double figures. And, somebody brought this up. I'm going to jump on the Heelan bandwagon. You know, we've got four really good offensive players and Matty LaFleur, that 5th starter, a lot of times people say, oh, you know what, she's not a basketball player, but, boy, she's playing hard. I said, don't confuse not being a basketball player with only being a scorer. You know, there's a lot of ways to impact a basketball game without scoring, and that still makes you a basketball player. And I'll tell you what, Matty LaFleur, she does it. She had maybe the play of the season last week against the East High Black Raiders.
And you're hard-pressed, Tom, to find a really good team that doesn't have a player like her that unselfishly does what's best for the team and keeps things going and contributes in so many different ways. She's a bulldog.
Absolutely. And while we're speaking about Maddie, condolences to the LaFleur family, as Lois LaFleur, 93 years old, passed away this week. And what a fine woman she was, a longtime Heelan fan, a fan of Jefferson High School sports, Heelan sports, reunited with Russ up in heaven, and they are quite a couple.
Absolutely, great lady, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the LaFleur family. It's been a long year for them. They've had a lot of hardship there, but we're just about 4 minutes shy of tipping things off tonight. Again, the Crusaders coming off a big win, and Tom, did that Lamar's East girls score kind of surprised? I don't know if maybe somebody wasn't playing or what, but I was really so much that East beat them, but
as handily as that was, I didn't get the whole story, and part of me wondered if that was just a misprint because it was about a 40-point win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 80-47 or something like that. So we know that this team's is very, very good, and again, it's, as Tom mentioned earlier, it's names that we've been seeing year after year after year, and they've been really gearing toward this, and it's an important game now from here on in, because the way the Iowa Girls Union does it, they seed their top 8 teams in the state, and for Lamar's to avoid Heelan early on before you get to state, every game becomes pretty critical for the Bulldogs.
Absolutely. But I have yet to see the Bulldogs back down from this matchup, and like we said, it's going to be a good one. Tonight we also get to celebrate a couple thousand-point scorers before each game. Last Friday night against North High, Brooklyn Stanley surpassed 1,000 career points, and then in the boys' game about a half hour later, Matt Knoll did it as well. And so we'll celebrate that accomplishment by both of those kids tonight.
Not only did Brooklyn hit 1,000 points, but she also became the second leading all-time leading steals person for Bishop Heelan history, just behind the the great Carly Tritz, right. Surpassed your sister, in fact, into second place on that.
Well, and you know what? While we're at it, talking about 1,000-point scorers, congratulations to East High's Alex Flattery. She did it as well this weekend, and we've watched her play for 4 years, and she's quite a player and fun to watch as well, so congratulations to her as well.
All right, we're going to take a short break and hear a pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Travis Crowdy. When we come back, we will have tonight's starting lineups and opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You've been listening to the Verity Group pregame show. Our other pregame sponsors include the following: We Must Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Now, here is your Security National Bank starting lineups for tonight's ball game as the venerable Tom Jones introduces them on the floor to the faithful here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. For the Lamar's Community Bulldogs, they're 11-3. They're coached in the first year by Sidney Baumgartner. Sidney was an outstanding player for them back in the day. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number three is Sarah Brown. She's a 5'6 senior, averages 14.2 points a game. Number four is Zoe Whitcup, and Zoe's a fun one to watch. She's all over the place at 5'4. She averages 10.5 points a game. Their leading scorer is Jalen Marino. She's a 5'6 junior, averages just shy of 17 points a game. Meta Scow, number 22, is a 5'10 senior, averages 11.3 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is Lexi Hurd, a 5'10 senior. Lexi averages just over 5 points a game and 6 rebounds. Once again, you'll also see Grace Van Otterloo, Aubrey Lusink, and Alyssa Dreckman in that rotation for the Lamar's Bulldogs. So Brown, Whitcup, Marino, Scove, and Hurd are your starters tonight for Lamar's Community. Again, 11-3 on the year. For your Heelan Crusaders, 12-0 on the year, ranked number five in the state, coached by Darren Koolstra. The starting lineup is as it's been throughout the year. Number one is Maddie Demke, the 5'2" point guard. She's a senior, averages 5.3 points a game, and I tell you what, she's the one that makes the engine go. She gets that ball up and down the floor. Number 11 is Brooklyn Stanley. Brooklyn was just honored here on the floor for scoring her 1,000th point last Friday night. She's a 5'8 senior, a returning All-State performer, 14.3 points a game for Brooklyn. Number 23 is Melina Snoozy, the do-everything freshman. She's 5'11", averages just shy of 19 points a game. What a campaign Miss Snoozy is having this year for the Crusaders. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur. Maddie's a 5'9" junior, averages just over 2 points a game, but she does so much for this ball team. She is really the heart and soul of this team, because she is all over the place doing whatever it takes to get the job done. And rounding out that lineup is the triple threat in Abby Lee. She's a 6-foot junior. Abby averages 12.8 points a game, just shy of 8 rebounds a game, and 5 block shots per game. Again, does a little bit of everything for the Crusaders. So Stemke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. Coming off the bench for the Crusaders right off the bat will be Julie Verzel, 5'9 senior, as well as Addison Kleiss, a 5'10" junior. So it's Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee against Brown, Wickup, Marino, Scove, and Lexi Hurd. Now we're going to turn it over to the public announcer here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse for our on-the-floor prayer as well as our national anthem.
We pray that we learn more about our own talents during tonight's game. We ask you to keep us safe, help us to enjoy the game. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, if you would please remain standing for the playing of the Lord.
national anthem.
Well, all the preliminaries are in the books. We're ready to rock and roll here with tonight's ball game. Once again, the 12-0 Crusaders entertaining the 11-3 Lamar's Community Bulldogs. Big thanks to our pregame sponsors as teams are getting their final instructions here. Thomas, we should have a good one. I'm looking forward to this.
Should have a good one. A couple quick announcements. Number one, if you're interested in buying one of those car raffle tickets, you have about 24 hours to do it. Give me a call tomorrow. Call the diocese, go on the diocese website. And number two, Helan Auction, April 5th. It's going to be sailing for the past 75 years. It's going to be a cruise theme. It's going to be fun. April 5th, Friday, April 5th, is the Helan Auction. A lot of good things going on.
All right, it's basketball time. Tonight's first quarter is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Bargain Center, and we're ready to go. Crusaders in their home whites, moving right to left on your radio dial. The Lamar's Bulldogs in their traveling black as the Crusaders get the opening tip, and we're off and running here. Looks like Lamar's is going to open up in a man-to-man defense. Crusaders running their man offense here as they take it high post into LeFleur. She tries to tip it into Lee, but it's ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of the Crusaders here with 23 seconds left on the shot clock.
Something I learned last week is that the Crusaders, if they haven't gotten an Abby Lee touch in a while, they call something called Wheezy. And Wheezy is Abby's nickname. And so if you hear him yell Wheezy as the Crusaders score and drop back into a 1-3-1, Snoozy with the bucket.
Yeah, we went from Wheezy to Snoozy there. Yeah. Nice little inbound play. Snoozy got point blank. The freshman knocks it down. There's a steal as, once again, the all-time second all-time leading steal person gets it. And she's going to get a three right away. It's off the mark there. Stanley had a good look. And on the offense on the board, it looks like Miss LeFleur is going to be whistled for the foul. So missed shot there by returning All-Stater Brooklyn Stanley. 2-0 early here, 7:22 to go in your first quarter. Crusaders are starting out in that 1-3-1 defense as Brooklyn Stanley is going to extend pressure near midcourt. She's got Abby Lee in the middle. On the wings will be Snoozy and Dempke, and running that baseline will be Maddie LeFleur. Playing catch out front, it's Marino with the ball. You got to keep an eye on her because she can flat out shoot it. There's the ever-present Whitcup driving in and getting the bucket.
Zoe Whitcup does a great job of paying. And that's really what makes them effective against that 1-3-1 over the years.
Crusaders push it up quickly. Tried the right side. Now get it over to Snoozy, and she's going to be hacked in the act and get two free throws there. Metaskov didn't necessarily agree with that. Snoozy drove off that left wing, got into the lane, and threw up a little. She got a piece of the hand. First foul on Skov, and first team foul on the Bulldogs. It puts Miss Snoozy at the line. She knocks that first one down, and she will get one more. An impressive, impressive-looking freshman player is Melina Snoozy at 65% on the free throws. First and second one are both good. Early lead belongs to the Crusaders at 4-2, just under 1 minute gone in quarter number one. Here comes the Lamar's Bulldogs. And, Tom, they're able to handle that 1-3-1 as there's a pull-up three just off the mark by Whitcup, but they get their own rebound. Again, maybe the one downside to the zone is the fact your rebounding's not quite as good as they hit high post. That's Marino with the bucket.
They're going to give Whitcup that three. I know you got to pick your poisons, but I think sometimes that allows that defense or that offense to really kind of do what they want.
There's Snoozy with the drive. Nice drop down to LaFleur. LaFleur pump fake, trying to get it off. Has to kick it back outside. Snoozy kicks it right wing. Abby Lee driving baseline, kicks it out high, and I think Abby stepped out of bounds. Turnover Crusaders, 6:11 to go here in quarter number one. It's all tied at four.
Again, game starting off kind of like we thought it would. No secrets here. Both these teams know how to kind of attack each other, and that's what makes it such a good game.
Two-guard set with Marino and Whitcup out high. On the baseline is Skob. In the middle is Hurd as they're playing catch. Now they take it to the baseline. The three-pointers off the mark there for Skob, rebounded by the Crusaders. Snoozy hustles up the floor. Demke tried to hit it to her, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It's going to remain in the hands of the Crusaders here. 5:45 to go in quarter number one. It's all 4-4 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Now Stanley lobs it inside. Absolutely beautiful pass to Abby Lee. Exactly where it had to be. Abby knocks it down. 6-4 Crusaders.
Too many teams, you know, you try to front the post, but fronting a post is not a one-man job because you got to have pressure on the pass. You can't just let people sit there and throw the ball in there. And Crusaders have been doing a great job of getting Abby Lee the ball as Lamars turns it over.
Well, if you're second all time and it's in
and it's just you, it's just, you're a good passer.
Yeah. Lamar stays in that man-to-man as Demke brings it across, kicks it left wing. Stanley with the dribble gets mid lane, nothing going, kicks it back outside. LaFleur back to Demke. LaFleur left wing. Thought about the three. You don't see her shoot. She is going to put the three up. A little bit strong. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Lexi Hurd of the Bulldogs. And here come the Bulldogs now, trailing 6-4. We've played 3 minutes here in quarter number one. Whitcup with the ball left side. Gets a little pressure. Now kicks it over to Marino. Now corner. Brown with the three-pointer. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Demke. And Demke's off to the races. She kicks it left wing to Stanley into Lee. Nice jump stop by Abby. And there's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to belong to Lamars. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. And much as we expected here, Tom, just kind of both teams kind of feeling each other out as Whitcup's going to bring it down the right side this time. Drives into the lane, gets cut off by Abby Lee. They kick it up to Brown. Now Skob with a short jumper. One and done for Lamars. Nice rebound there by Snoozy as they kick it up quickly to Stanley. Stanley with a great job catching that. Melina Snoozy with an air ball, but Stanley gets the rebound. Crusaders get a second opportunity here. This time Snoozy drives in. Her soft jumper is just off the mark. LaFleur with the rebound. Third effort here for the Crusaders. You don't want to give this team that many chances.
Lee
drives high to low. She's got a layup. Nothing but basket there.
Yeah, nothing, no help there. And again, you don't give the Crusaders three chances because they'll convert.
Halfway through quarter number one, Crusaders have doubled up Lamars 8-4. It's whipped up with the ball now. Left wing extended. There's that three going up by Zoe. It's off the mark. Demke with another rebound. I believe that's three already for Maddie Demke, the smallest player on the court. She's going to bring it across the timeline. Kick left wing to Melina Snoozy. Snoozy is just kind of trying to hit that high post as they do a nice high-low entry into Lee, but she ends up kicking out to Demke. Demke's three is off the mark, and the rebound belongs to Marino for Lamars. Lamars has got numbers now, so they're going to push it up the floor. Nice little two-on-one, but coming out of nowhere was Abby Lee to get the block. And a nice hustle by Lamars to keep the ball in play. It's still their possession, and then we're going to have a foul called on the floor. It looks like it's going to be Maddie Demke whistled with her first foul. Second team foul for the Crusaders. 3:05 to go here in quarter number one. Crusaders 8, Lamars 4. Lamars will inbound from under their own basket. Typically in this situation, you'll see the Crusaders in a zone set. Julie Verzel has checked into the ballgame for the Crusaders.
Lamars, they did turn it over. I said Lamars got lucky, didn't turn it over, but on the penetration, Whitcup threw it out of bounds.
Here come the Crusaders with the ball now in the backcourt. Demke looking over at Coach Coolstra to get instructions. Takes it behind her back. Now brings it across the timeline. Kicks it right wing, Stanley. Stanley working off the Verzel pick. Has a look from the top of the key. Turned it down. Snoozy drives baseline. Drops it into Lee. And Lee missed the jumper, but she's going to be fouled and get free throws there. Nice look there by Melina Snoozy to find Abby Lee halfway up the lane. And we've got a two-shot situation, and Metiscal picks up her second foul. That's a big one for Lamar's.
Yeah, Lamar's isn't quite as deep as the Crusaders, and that's kind of been their nemesis over the years is they competed, but they kind of run out of players after a while. And so foul trouble is always a big challenge for the Bulldogs.
Lee knocks that first free throw down, 64% free throw shooter. Second one is good as well. Perfect there. Crusaders are 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. That lead is 10-4 here with 2:41 to go in your first quarter on your Security National Bank scoreboard as the ever-present Zoe Wickhoff with the ball pulls up from the elbow, misses it. There's another rebound by Demke. As the Crusaders kick it up quickly, Stanley was trying to get it into Abby Lee, but the ball was tipped and stolen by Lamar's. Big turnover by the Crusaders. Here comes Marino with the ball. They're going to go corner to Brown, back up to Wickhoff. Marino, three-pointer. She doesn't miss many. She misses that one badly, but right there for the rebound is Lexi Hurd as Lexi's on the board. 10-6 Crusaders here, 2 minutes left in a fast-paced first quarter. Left wing Snoozy with the ball. She's got Lee posted up. They go cross-court to Verzel. In the corner, now Stanley up high, cross court. Lee's going to spot up for the three, and it's off the mark, but Snoozy with the rebound, kicks back to Lee. Lee with a soft little jumper off the mark. Snoozy with yet another rebound, back to Lee.
Here's that third possession. You know it's going to go in, right?
And Demke misses that one. Now a fourth possession. Julie Verzel with the board there. Fresh shot clock. Stanley on the right wing. So far the story of the game has been the Crusaders' offensive rebounding. Demke drives in, draws contact, and they're going to call Demke with a foul. And that's going to be two on Maddie.
And that's a good call. Maddie went in a little bit out of control on that. And but again, Lamar's can't continue to give up second shots like they have and stay in this game real long.
Yeah, Abby Lee's not going to miss those point blankers very often. Checking in the ball game will be Addie Kleiss, and checking out will be Maddie Demke. So expect now that either Stanley or Snoozy will control the point guard position for the Crusaders. 1:21 to go. Crusaders up 4, 10-6. Nice pass inside to Brown. Brown kind of rushes it, trying to get it over Abby Lee. Abby got the rebound on the miss. Here comes Snoozy pushing up the left side. She gets contact, throws it up, and nearly put it in. Now they're going to call it on the ground. That foul's on Marino of the Bulldogs. 1:08 to go here in quarter number one. Big thanks to our corporate premier sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts, and Associates.
Snoozy, there's, for a freshman, boy, she gets out in those lanes and fills them, and she's so good left or right-handed.
Crusaders with a sloppy turnover there. Had a little wheel action going, and on trying to kick it out to Abby Lee on the wing. Stanley's pass was a little bit low, couldn't be handled. So we got 1 minute left in quarter number one. Crusaders up 4 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. There's Hurd with the ball. Back to Wickhoff up high. She's been operating off that left wing. Now up high to Marino. Back over to Wickhoff. Wickhoff's going to put it up and in.
And again, the Crusaders are banking on, her not shooting well. She's going to keep shooting it. She's a senior, and so the one thing we've seen about Zoe Wickhoff is she's not afraid to take those shots.
The other end, Julie Verzel with a quick three off the mark, and just essentially the shot clock in the game clock are essentially the same here. Crusaders got Brown trapped in the corner here. Let's see if we get a turnover, and we do as Kleiss comes up with it. Stanley's going to hold it back now with 17 seconds to go. Crusaders up 1, 10-9. Stanley's going to hold the ball out and try and get the last shot here. She goes off Abby Lee's high pick, kicks corner. Kleiss, three-pointer right corner off the mark. Lee with the rebound, kicked it over to Verzel, stolen by Lamar's, and their half-court shot is off the mark. So we got ourselves a good one going here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. After one stanza, it's the Healing Crusaders 10 and Lamar's 9. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear from some of our great sponsors. You're listening to Bishop Healing Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Along with Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Quarter number two starts with the Crusaders with the ball in the one-point lead. They get it into LeFleur at the high post. She dribbles down low, has trouble with it, kicks it up to Snoozy, and now it's a turnover there. So some costly turnovers. The Crusaders a little sloppy here as we start the ball game. And Lamar's now with a chance. They trailed by as much as six early on, have a chance now to grab the lead here. They trail by one, 10-9. There's three-pointer from the corner off the mark. Rebound is tipped out. Whitcup for Lamar's controls it. She takes it in and grabs it. Now, Lexi Hurd this time will give him Lamar's three, and you can't do that as Sarah Brown knocks the tray down. And for the first time tonight, the Bulldogs lead the ball game 12-10.
Stanley. Again, some of their own medicine there with the offensive rebound creating the second shot.
There's Snoozy with a nice drive left side, a little bit strong. Abby Lee with the rebound, kicks it into LeFleur, and LeFleur's going to travel there. She's looking to kick it over to Melina Snoozy, but took an extra step as coach is going to roll the dice. He's going to bring Demke back in with their two fouls. Tonight's second quarter is brought to you by Light Forms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertram. They are your premier sponsors for quarter number two. There's Whitcup working against that Crusader zone defense. They're packing it in a little bit there. Stanley with the near steal. In fact, she does get the steal. Kicks it up to Lee. Lee over to Snoozy. Snoozy with the bucket.
And that was all Brooklyn Stanley right there. Hustled by the senior, getting on the floor. And, again, that's one thing about these Crusader ladies. They're not afraid to scrape up their knees a little bit, get down there. We get a second turnover here as Abby Lee takes it away from Whitcup.
Two on one. Lee kicks it over to Stanley. Stanley with a left-handed finish. Quick little 4-0 run has the Crusaders back on top. 14-12 here. 6 minutes and change left in quarter number two. As Marino breaks that 1-3-1, kicks it corner to Brown. Brown with a pump fake, drives in, gives it to Lexi Hurd. Lexi drives in uncontested. Really nice feed. Brown drew the defense. Hurd got the finish there. Crusaders kick it up quickly. Snoozy with the ball right side. Now they're going to spin it up high. Maddie Demke is going to set it up. I notice you're coaching that compadre across, doing color on the other side there.
Yeah, David Irwin. And let's see, was that Marino or Brown? I'm sorry, that is number 10.
that was Marino with the steal.
Stole the ball up top off of Plute, and Lamar's back in action here.
Too many turnovers for the Crusaders as Whitcup misses the elbow jumper there. Demke with another rebound. Maddie Demke has led the team in rebounding thus far, I believe. Snoozy left wing with it up high. Lamar's has stayed in that one in that the entire time. Up high, back to Snoozy. Long three, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, catch and shoot. Melina just, she doesn't lack confidence at all.
Melina now at nine. Crusaders up 17-14. The lead is three. Crusaders hanging back, kind of matching up a little bit more out of that zone. As they go, high post to Hurd, kicks it over to Whitcup. Whitcup drives by Demke.
And a third foul there on Demke. And that's a gamble that Coach Coolster was willing to take. And unfortunately, Maddie, sometimes fouls just kind of chase you. And that wasn't a real aggressive foul, but it was just that these officials are calling a very close game.
Demke and LeFleur will head to the sidelines. Coming in will be Kleist and Verzel for the Crusaders. Kleist, Verzel, Lee, Stanley, and Snoozy on the floor for your Bishop Heelan Crusaders. Lamar's with the ball. 4:56 left in the second quarter. Crusaders up 17-14. There's another steal by Brooklyn Stanley. She kicks it up quickly to Snoozy. Snoozy gives it up to Kleiss.
What a great transition there. Unselfish play, and Kleiss with the beautiful left-handed finish.
Abby Kleiss with the deuce. 19-14. Crusaders up 5 now. They're on a little personal 7-0 run here after falling behind, as there's a nice drive into the lane by
Metaskov.
We're going to
get a jump ball there. And while we got a cent chance, congratulations to Addie Kleiss's dad, Jason, head coach at Dakota Valley. They got beat on Saturday night and a 62-game winning streak for boys basketball. I mean, unreal.
At the time, it was the longest winning streak in the country.
Congratulations.
What an accomplishment. Now the only thing left for the Panthers is to grab that third straight title.
Yeah.
Nicely done by Coach Kleiss. There's a near steal by the Crusaders.
And that was Miss Carroll that's checked into the game, and she's still trying to chase down the Bulldogs.
Here come the Bulldogs now. A little jumper from the elbow. Metaskov, nothing going. Rebound by Snoozy. She's going to grab it and take it. She works, weaves her way through Lamar's Bulldogs, kicks it back to Stanley, and nearly stolen by Lamar. Nice hustle there by Marino. She's had a couple of nice defensive plays for the Bulldogs. Crusaders up 5. Halfway through quarter number 2. 19-14 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Our other second quarter sponsors include SRAM Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misa, CNOS. They join Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsor. We're going to take you back to the studio for a quick 30-second spot. When we come back, we got halfway through quarter number 2. It's 19-14 Crusaders.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We're at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as both teams are getting their final instructions out of the timeout. That timeout, by the way, was taken by Lamar's, a full timeout. When we come out, it'll be the Crusaders' ball. They lead 19-14 here in quarter number 2. A game that's been pretty closely contested. In fact, just a while ago, Lamar's led 14-12, but the Crusaders are on a 7-0 run here. 3:59 to go here in your second quarter. As Verzel with the ball, right wing, kicks it to Snoozy. Snoozy top of the key, right wing, Colby Carroll. Carroll tried to kick it inside. Nice look to Stanley, but a good defensive play by Lamar's kicks it out of bounds. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. It'll be Crusader ball under their own bucket here. As triggering the ball inbounds will be Brooklyn Stanley. Little four across look for the Crusaders on the inbound set. Lamar stays in that man-to-man defense. Colby Carroll gets in the corner. Balls it in to Stanley. Stanley has nothing. Kicks it out. Snoozy. Quick release. In and out.
In and
off the board. And I believe Kleiss is going to be whistled for the over-the-back call. That's going to be Addison's first foul. And the first team foul of the quarter. I take that back to second one. Demke and Kleiss with each of foul here in the quarter. As the Crusaders on the floor right now have Stanley, Lee, Snoozy, Verzel, and Colby Carroll. So two freshmen on the floor for the Crusaders here. Marino brings it across, kicks it over to Whitcup. Whitcup dribbles it back now. She's been operating high on that left wing, kicks it inside to Metaskov. Whitcup with the ball, getting pressured now by Stanley, looking for somebody to open up. And there's a near steal as Lee goes the floor. But what do we got? We got a jump ball. It's going to be turnover Lamar's as Abby Lee tied up. Zoe Whitcup. As the Crusaders now will grab the ball here. Their biggest lead of the night, I believe, has been 6. So with a bucket here, they could grab their biggest point spread of the night as Lamar's looks like they might be dropping back into...
No, they're staying a little
man-to-man. Stanley operating at the point now. Kicks it left wing to Snoozy. She drops it into Lee. Beautiful pass. Beautiful finish. Yep. Abby Lee's got 8. Snoozy's got 9 to lead the Crusaders attack. The Crusaders up a touchdown now at 21-14. That is their biggest lead of the night. And there's another near steal, but the referees are going to call a kick on Abby Lee. And it'll be Lamar's ball with 27 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:46 to go on your game clock here in half number one. Light Forums and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand are your second quarter premier sponsors.
Again, Crusaders pretty adamant they're going to stay in some zone, and I wonder if just changing up might create a little more transition. Something else is Marino with the 3 off a little bit.
Marino's got a quick release as well. She misses that one. Crusaders push it up quickly. Beautiful pass and catch by Abby Lee, and
I mean,
what a finish.
She looked like she was playing wide receiver. I mean, just a great job with Abby. Nice pass by Snoozy.
It is an 11-0 run by the Crusaders here that puts this lead to a 9 as Staub has her shot blocked.
Yeah.
Nice defense there as Colby Carroll comes down with the ball. Here come the Crusaders pushing it. Snoozy left wing. She's going to take it into the middle of the lane. Has nothing going. Kicks it right side Carroll. Carroll lobs it into Abby Lee. Abby misses it, gets her own rebounds, and puts it back in. And an add-one opportunity.
Yeah.
Patting the stats there for Abby Lee.
Exactly. Like I said, it's the post player's doing a great job fronting Abby, but they're not getting any pressure on the pass, and so you can be real accurate if nobody's guarding that passer.
Crusaders making their 5th trip to the line. They're perfect 4-for-4 thus far. 25-14 with 1:54 to go in your first half. She misses that one. And the rebound by Lamars. Lamars needs some action here. They've been without a point for a while here. About 6-minute dry spell here for the Bulldogs. And there's another steal. Colby Carroll's got it. We got numbers coming. She flips back to Stanley. Stanley's going to pull it back. Baseline to Snoozy. Cross court Lee. Lee, 12-foot jumper good.
You know, Abby is so efficient. Soft touch. Get her the ball. She's going to score.
14 points on the night for Abby Lee, the outstanding junior post player for the Crusaders. That leads 13 at 27-14. Whitcop once again has trouble. Finally finds her partner open. That's Grace Van Otterloo. Now back up to Marino. Whitcop up high. Drives in, kicks it inside. Lexi Hurd. Lexi with a nice move and gets a finish. Lexi leads the Bulldog attack with 6 now, 27-16. We're under 1 minute to go here. Snoozy, quick 3. Good. Well,
you better find her.
Not only does she make them, she gets them off.
Oh,
college quick.
And again, when she gets that release a little higher, it's going to be unstoppable.
There's a steal by Snoozy. Kicks it up to Stanley. Stanley now. Been a quiet 4 points for Brooklyn, but she's done everything else. Steals galore, lots of assists. The Crusaders have doubled up. Lamar's 32-16. Hurd gets it in the post and is going to travel. Turnover, Crusaders. Well, we got a chance. Second quarter spot tonight brought to you by Light Forms, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, along with SRAM Electric Service Master Sulan Rubberducky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. They are your second quarter sponsors. Shot clock is off. Crusaders are going to walk it up the floor here. Stanley with the ball. She's going to be pressured a little bit by Zoe Whitcop. Crusaders up 16. And there's a near steal as Whitcop just takes it away from Stanley. But Stanley goes to the floor. Good hustle there. And they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Crusaders. Brooklyn got a little bit careless with the ball there. And you don't want to do that with Zoe Whitcop. She's got quick hands. Backcourt possession belongs to the Crusaders. 6.5 seconds to go here. Let's see if the Crusaders can hustle it up here. They get it into Snoozy. Snoozy drives, kick corner. Colby Carroll, 3 at the buzzer, and it's off the mark. But a great second quarter for the Crusaders. They went in up 1. They leave up 16. So big half for the Crusaders as they lead you. Lamar's Bulldogs 32-16. We're going to send it back to the studio and hear from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have some halftime analysis. It's Crusader basketball tonight on this Tuesday evening from the O'Gorman Field Center. We'll be right back.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier halftime sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the Lamar's Bulldogs 32-16. We had kind of a back-and-forth affair early on here. Crusaders led 10-9 after one quarter. And for just the briefest of moments, the Bulldogs went on a quick little 5-2 run to grab the lead at 14-12. And since then, it's been all Crusaders as they outscored the Bulldogs 22-7 to grab that 16-point lead. Real quickly, your scoring leaders, first of all, for Lamar's, they were led in scoring by Lexi Hurd. Lexi with 6 points, 5 points for Zoe Whitcop, 3 points for Sarah Brown, and only two for Jalen Marino. Jalen is their leading scorer. For the Crusaders, it's really a two-headed attack led by junior Abby Lee. Abby with 14 points. Melina Snoozy with 12. 4 points for Brooklyn Stanley and 2 points for Addie Kleiss as the Crusaders lead 32-16. Our halftime is brought to you, of course, by Dave Pepin Real Estate along with Mild Industrial Group, Busch Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Again, on your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 32, Lamar 16. Thomas?
Well, I tell you what, it was a first quarter. We just weren't in sync, a little bit out of sync, you know, passes weren't sharp, things like that. Second quarter, when things aren't going well, go into your post. You got an Abby Lee, go into her. And I think that's what kind of got us going. They were fronting the post. Abby was scoring at will. The other thing that really was the difference was second shots. Lamar just gave up way too many second shots to the Crusaders. And then when the transition gets going, boy, I tell you what, Stanley and Snoozy out there in the open court, it's tough.
And oftentimes it's not only second shots, but it's third shots or more.
Right,
you know,
right.
You're just not going to – you don't want to let a good team have that many – And this is a team that shoots the ball too well to give them that many opportunities. But, you know, we talked about Abby getting the getting a lot of action in the post. But, wow, some great passes to her.
Oh, absolutely.
Kudos to the Crusaders recognizing that she, in fact, is being fronted. And they found a way to combat that.
Well, and the thing is, you don't just automatically throw post-entry passes. It's an art. And it, you know, go back as the old Iowa Tom Davis. You know, they were very good post entry passes. You have to practice that skill.
And really, right from the very first possession, they went high low with LeFleur trying to drop it down. So obviously, the scouting report had that very much in play. And you know, so much of it's not only the pass, but the angle of the pass and making sure that you throw it where only your player can catch it. And that's been the case. So. And Abby's finished it. 14 points for Abby. Melina Snoozy, just another typical night for the freshman. She's got 12 here at half. And once again, before the game tonight, then we had a chance to, for those of you that weren't listening on Friday night, to honor Brooklyn Stanley as Brooklyn joined the 1,000 point club with a bucket at North High School on Friday night. And wow, what a career she's had for the All-State senior. And not only is she number one, or not only has she got 1,000 points now, but she also moved into second place all time in the steals department. So this is a player that does a little bit of everything for the Crusaders.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, probably the most important thing she's done this year is welcomed new players in that can really make an impact. And sometimes, as you know, senior to be, you can say, well, this is my team. I got to get the shots. Brooklyn has been unselfish almost to a fault sometimes this season, and making sure that other kids get involved, that we reap the benefits of the skills of the other kids on the team, and that's just a great leader right there.
Well, when your best players throwing themselves on the floor and doing all the little things, that, you know, there's the trickle-down effect.
Absolutely.
I mean, these players around her, and this is still a relatively young team. We had one point tonight where we had two freshmen on the floor to go along with the two juniors and a senior, so certainly a great first half for the Crusaders. Again, the fifth-ranked Crusaders moving up on the charts, I'm sure. I'll be surprised if they're not number one ranked at the end of this year or at the end of the week here when they have the next rankings as they lead the Lamar's Bulldogs, who, by the way, are seventh-ranked in 4A, 32-16. Once again, our halftime sponsors are Dave Pepin, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialist. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders have doubled up the Bulldogs, 32-16. We're going to take it back for a few more messages from some of our great sponsors.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And a nice crowd has filtered in here. We're in game one of the doubleheader tonight as Lamar's Bulldogs have made the short trip down to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse to take on the Crusaders. The Crusaders lead the girls' contest 32-16 at halftime. Just a reminder that we'll be back on the air on Friday. The Crusaders make the short trip down to Sergeant Bluff. Girls will tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip off at 7 o'clock on Friday. We'll have coverage of that here on Catholic Radio. Pre-game starts at 5:15. Girls tip off at 5:30. Both teams have made their way back onto the floor here as the Crusaders with a huge second quarter as they outscored the Bulldogs 22-7 to grab this commanding 32-16 lead here at halftime. And again, big thanks to our halftime sponsors, Dave Pepin, along with Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Piles and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists.
How about that?
How about that?
Hey, I'm going to give another shout-out because I'm in the shout-out mode, but we recorded a new rubber ducky commercial for Catholic Radio today. Thank you, Morgan Hickman. Morgan sang that for us. She did a great job. And, we had a lot of fun with it, and so if you're splish-splashing with rubber ducky, it's going to be a good summer.
I thought maybe you'd sing that song.
Well, Morgan thought I should have, but
are they not aware of your?
I conceded that she's probably a little better singer. Yeah, 42 seconds left. Looking for another great half by the Crusaders. What kind of adjustments can be made, and how do Lamar's Bulldogs find a way to score more points? 32, giving up 32 and a half isn't bad for, you know, against Hedlund. But if you're going to stay in the game, you got to take those opportunities. One thing I have noticed is, you know, the corner trap is always a big thing for the teams that play Hedlund. And Lamar's is getting to the corner a lot of times. They're just getting that shot up as quick as they can.
Yeah, and this is a team in Lamar's that shoots the ball very, very well. Just have not been able to find their range from downtown. Just 2 3-pointers, Whitcop with one and Sarah Brown with one for for the Bulldogs. So the Crusaders lead 32-16 here. Understand we're getting kind of a little bit of this connection troubles there. Hopefully we can get this worked out. As we get ready to start quarter number three, tonight's third quarter is brought to you by Folk Brothers as well as Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. They are your premier corporate sponsors for quarter number three. Bulldogs with the ball. They're going to be moving right to left here on your radio dial. Crusaders open up in that 1-3-1 defense. They've got both teams have got their original starting lineups back on the floor. As similar to what we saw at the end of the second quarter, there's a steal. Ball's tipped away. This time, coming out of nowhere was Marino, and she's made a lot of great defensive stops there as she came from behind to deny Stanley the layup there. Crusaders will inbound as Brooklyn Stanley will trigger it from underneath her own basket. They run the little four high set here as they kick it up high to Abby Lee. Abby puts it on the ground, kicks it inside to LaFleur. LaFleur kicks over to Demke. Demke's short jumper.
Just off the mark. Just a bit outside.
Everything but going in. And here come the Bulldogs now as they got to start chipping away at this 16-point lead.
Nice take there by Marino. Missed it, but Hurd with the rebound, and she's been very efficient inside when she's gotten the ball.
Lexi Hurd now with eight. She's had a nice night for the Bulldogs. Here comes the Demke with the ball. She's spent a lot of this first half on the bench there. Nice pass inside. Stanley gets the seal and gets the finish.
Weren't we just talking about a little America's play to a slip? I think we just drew that up, Coach. And Crusaders executed it perfectly.
I think you just telepathically sent it down to there, did you?
Yeah.
You are amazing. Out front now, the Bulldogs working against that 1-3-1. They got it up high there. That's Metaskov. Kicks it over to Zoe Widkopf. Widkopf thought about the three. Back to Skov. Over to Widkopf. She is going to shoot the three. This time it makes it.
Yep. And they're, like I said, what they're doing is covering her with Abby Lee, which is open up some things. But Whitcup's getting the open shots. Is Maddie LaFleur with the offensive rebound. Just didn't take enough time to finish that one, Maddie.
Kind of rushed herself there. Snoozy with the missed three. LaFleur with the rebound and just couldn't put the point blanker away here. 34-21, 13-point lead for the Crusaders to get back into Hurd, and she's going to run right into LaFleur and get to the free throw line. That's going to be Maddie's second foul, and it's going to put Lexi Hurd to the line to shoot a pair. Polk Brothers Central Bank, as well as Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures are your third quarter sponsor. 6:12 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 34-21. Make that 34-22 as Hurd knocks that first free throw down.
And Brazil comes in. Give Maddie LaFleur a quick little break. I just love her competitiveness, Maddie LaFleur.
Second free throw now. He is up and off the mark, rebounded by Abby Lee. Crusaders now lead 12, 34-22. The Bulldogs have outscored the Crusaders 6-2 here to start the third quarter. There's Demke with a nice drive. Gets the ball stripped by Widkopf and hauled in by Hurd. Here comes Widkopf with the ball now. Bulldogs trying to get it in single digits. She takes it all the way into the lane, and Abby Lee says, no, thank you.
Yep.
And this kicks it out of there. Abby now with her fourth block of the night. And I tell you, she's always a threat for the old triple-double between her scoring, her rebounding, and her block shot ability.
A lot of times I don't know how accurate people are taking statistics on block shots, because last week against East, the paper had her for three, and I think she had three a quarter.
There's an open three by the Bulldogs off the mark, but rebound by Marino. She missed the putback, and Abby Lee hustles it down. Rebound Crusaders. Here comes Demke, kicks it up quickly and throws it away. She had Snoozy and Stanley both over there, and the girls kind of looked at each other, and neither one caught the ball. So careless turnover by the Crusaders. Kind of a slow start here in the second half. 5:28 to go in the quarter. Crusaders up 34-22. Crusaders going to stay in that 1-3-1 defense. There's Widkopf driving right through. Missed the layup. Nice rebound there by Snoozy as she hands back to Maddie Demke. Demke's going to run the show. Right wing Stanley.
This has got to be one of those wheezy type possessions where Abby Lee needs to touch the ball.
Left wing, Verzel. They're going to back off Julie. Julie lobs it inside to Snoozy. Snoozy back out to Demke. Demke tried to save it and throws the ball away. It's going to be an over the back by the Crusaders there. I think Molina should have tried to get something on that inside there, and said she tried to kick it out to Demke.
So it might be a good time just for a little timeout for Coach Koolstra. We've gone 3 minutes here and I haven't scored in this quarter. It's just been a little sloppy.
Whitcop kicks it over Brown. Corner three is good.
Back in single digits now to 9-point lead, 34-25, 4:39 left in the third quarter.
Sarah Brown's got six off 2 3-pointers. It is back to a 9-point lead. There's Verzel, corner, left corner. It's a little bit hard off the horn, rebounded by Lexi Hurd. Here come the Bulldogs now. They're chipping away at this thing. They've taken that 16-point halftime lead and cut it to 9. 34-25, we're nearing the midpoint of the third quarter here. Marino kicks it right corner, Skov. Skov, couple dribbles up high, Whitcup. Whitcup drives in, elbow jumpers off the mark. Rebound by Hurd. They'll take it back outside. There's a second chance opportunity, and they make them pay.
The Bulldogs have got the fire right now, and Coach Koolstra is putting LaFleur back in. He's got is the Bulldogs intercept the post entry.
And that goes
off Abby Lee. That was a close one, but again, I think it's time for a timeout. Coach Koolstra does too.
Metaskov at last three, and the Crusaders turn it over. So it'll be Lamar's ball. They trail by six, 34-28. When we come back, it's a short timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
A 12-2 run by the Lamar's Bulldogs has cut that 16-point lead to just 6 now, 34-28 with 3:53 to go in quarter number 3. Our third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. So here's the Bulldogs trying to keep that run going. Zoe Whitcup kicks it over Skov. Skov's got a couple trays already in the tonight on the night. Whitcup fakes the three, now drives. She's kind of probing there against that Crusader defense. She drives into the lane, nothing going, kicks it out high. Brown, three-pointer, good.
Wow. Well, that's a big run here, Coach.
15-2. 34-31, we have got ourselves a ball game. Crusaders now trying to answer. It's Melina Snoozy kicks it high post to LaFleur, back out to Snoozy. Snoozy drives baseline, jumper's good.
That's pretty. That's like Nate Funk type stuff.
Seek and you shall receive there. Beautiful job by Melina catching left wing, going baseline, hitting a little 12-foot jumper, 36-31. Stops the bleeding temporarily for the Crusaders. There's another three by the Bulldogs off the mark there. Skov had a good look, just came up a little bit short. Snoozy with the rebound. She brings it down. Nearly has it stolen. Now they're going to set it up high. Stanley working against that Bulldog man-to-man defense. Kicks it right wing to Colby Carroll. Colby high post to LaFleur. They're going to back off Abby. They kick it into Abby Lee. Abby with a nice spin move, little 10-foot jumper off the
So effective. I mean, just a soft touch. She just has a level confidence about her.
Last 4 points have belonged to the Crusaders. They've stretched that lead now back to 7. Whitcup, three-pointer, good. And for the Bulldogs, that is the 5th three-pointer of the quarter, 38-34. They're hanging around. Remember, they trailed by 16 at half. We're under 2 minutes to go here in your third quarter. With the ball is Snoozy working to the right corner. Lee's going to drive in, gets pushed.
She stepped out of bounds. Yeah, and that's
it's a good call. I mean, it's
– Yeah, I know it's kind of like a play they run to get that, like, pass it, but it's high risk, low reward.
1:44 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 4. Whitcup now right wing, kicks it corner. Skov back to Whitcup. Skov in the corner. Again, the Bulldogs with 5 3-pointers this quarter as Colby Carroll's going to be whistled for the foul. Just the second team foul tonight in this quarter for the Crusaders. 1:29 to go here in quarter number three. We got ourselves a good one going. 38-34 Crusaders on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Whitcock kicks it over to Marino. Marino cross-court Skov. Skov back to Whitcock. Whitcock thought about the three, then stepped inside the lane and got cut off. Nice defense by Carroll. Now Skov, long three. Good.
Wow. One-point game, Coach.
Metiskov with back-to-back threes for her, 38-37. This quarter has been all Crusade, or all Bulldogs there as Stanley misses the three. Bulldogs got a breakaway as they kick it up to Metiskov, and she is going to be fouled by LaFleur.
Coach, they got a chance to take the lead here.
For LaFleur, that's going to be foul number three, and the Bulldogs are going to go to the line to shoot a couple here. They trail by one, 38-37. Metis had a big third quarter here with a couple of three-pointers. She goes the line, knocks that first free throw down, and shockingly, we are tied. Remember, this was 32-16 to start the quarter, a 22-6 run by the Bulldogs, and now they have the lead. 23-6 run. Crusaders kicking up cross midcourt here. Dempke cross court to Melina Snoozy. Snoozy takes it top of the lane, gives it up. Brooklyn Stanley with a nice little jumper off the move there. The freshman rises there. That's point number eight, and we've got a timeout on the floor as Coach Koolstra wants to talk things over here before the last 37 seconds of the quarter. It gives us a chance once again to thank our third quarter sponsors. They are Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, in addition to Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders holding on to the thinnest of leads, 40-39. And, Tom, you live by that three and you die by it, and the Lars are certainly living by it here in the third quarter.
Well, they are, and we know that they weren't going to go away. I mean, we've seen these teams match up with these kids for a number of years, and when you have an experienced team like Lamar's does, there was a lot of seniors in on that team. They weren't going to go away quietly.
6 3-pointers in this quarter alone, Tom, and, you know, the interesting part is came from four different players. You know, oftentimes you'll get one or two players get hot here, but they've had four different kids hit trays here in this quarter, and again, it's a very experienced team that understands that how to win basketball games. Again, they're 11-3 on the year, seventh ranked in the state, so this is a contest. 37 seconds left. It's going to be Lamar's ball. Again, they trail 40-39. We've got ourselves a 2.2-second differential on the shot clock versus the play clock, and Crusaders are going to come out and put a little man-to-man pressure here on the Bulldogs as Brown's going to bring it across midcourt, hands it back to Marino, and I believe Zoe Wickop will get her back in her hands, and she'll run the show here with 27 seconds to go, guarded by Snoozy. Crusaders are going to go to a man-to-man defense here. Hurd with a high pick. Marino decided not to take it. Hurd got a huge advantage inside on the switch, but the Maddie Dempke held up. They missed it. Turnover by, or missed one and done by Lamar. Now the Crusaders with a chance maybe to add to that one-point lead there as Dempke's going to drive in, throws it up, and she's going to be fouled with 2.2 seconds to go here. So good use of the play clock by the Crusaders.
And, again, that's a great job by Maddie Dempke, knowing the situation, the time on the clock, and what was going to be available. She got the ball and went out. Went into a high ball pick, attacked the basket, now she'll shoot two.
Metiskov whistled for that foul. That's her third. Dempke at the line, knocks that down. And that's the first points of the night for Maddie Dempke again. She's been saddled with foul trouble much of the night. That pushes that lead back to two. It was 16 to start the quarter. Now stands at two with 2.2 seconds to go. If she gets both ends, Crusaders have been efficient at the free throw line as Lamar's Bulldogs are going to have a half-court shot at the end of the third quarter, it falls short. So after three quarters of play, it's Bishop Heelan 42, Lamar's 39. We'll be back for fourth quarter action. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Basketball in the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Heelan High School, along with Dave Hegarty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We got ourselves a good one going here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's a doubleheader night, MRAC conference action, as the Crusaders lead the Bulldogs 42-39. Crusaders led at half 32-16, but the Bulldogs went on a 23-10 run fueled by 6 3-pointers to make this a contest. In fact, they actually took the lead temporarily, as the Crusaders are holding on now to just that 3-point lead. As we start quarter number four, Crusaders with the ball. It's going to be Stanley working against Zoe Widcock. She takes it mid lane, kicks it left corner, Verzel, nothing going. Back up to Dempke, swing it right side to Melina Snoozy. Melina takes the drive baseline and has the ball kicked out of bounds. She was trying to hit Verzel in the corner. 21 seconds left on the shot clock. And Crusaders now will inbound it from underneath their own basket. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by our premier sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Crusaders kick it in corner. It's Melina Snoozy working against Marino. Kick it right side, Verzel. Verzel's got working against Scove. Stanley going to bring it up high. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Crusaders got to rush here a little bit. Stanley, nice little slip by Abby Lee. Abby's turnaround jumper's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is won by the Bulldogs. Here comes the Bulldogs. It's Brown pushing it up quickly. She's going to take it deep in the lane. Nothing going. She's going to flip it back outside. Corner, Marino. Marino with the drive off glass. She misses it. Hurd, Lexi Hurd, huge night on the glass. She makes second chance opportunity. Scove misses it. Now Hurd has her shot blocked. Well, three opportunities.
The roles are reversing from the first half, Coach.
I'll tell you what. Lexi Hurd has been a strong presence inside for the Bulldogs tonight, both in her scoring and on the glass. 7:04 to go here in your fourth quarter. Bulldogs trail by three with the ball underneath their own basket. They kick it in to Metascove. She's got nothing going. She dribbles out, gets trapped in the corner, kicks it up high to Whitcock. Whitcock will set the offense up. She's pressured out there by Stanley. Left side, it's Marino. We haven't really heard much from Marino tonight shooting the ball. Whitcock right side, dribbles in. She has an open three, instead cooks it into Hurd. Hurd back out to Scove. Whitcock, long three, is off the mark and rebounded by the Crusaders. Good defensive possession for the Crusaders. Here they come on the attack. Dempke kicks it baseline to Lee. Lee's going to dribble all the way into the lane. Nothing going. Kicks it back outside. Snoozy with the ball. And now Benny Dempke is going to reset the offense between the circles up high. Snoozy's got to clear out on that left side if she wants it. Instead, she kicks it into Abby Lee. Abby to
Might have gotten away with the travel.
Dempke's three-pointer off the mark, but it didn't grab irons, so Snoozy's going to... Wow.
That was a ridiculous shot. I mean, she only a few kids can make that shot she just made.
2 seconds left on the play clock and had the wherewithal, knowing she had to shoot the ball quickly, and nothing but net. 16 points now for the freshman. Whitcock with the drive. Once again, Hurd's on the board. This time she's rejected by Lee. Here come the Crusaders. Melina Snoozy with the ball, kicks it up. Stanley.
Great hands by Stanley.
Stanley avoided the steal there. Crusaders got a second chance opportunity here now to get points here. They lead by five. Abby Lee, free throw jumper is a little bit strong, and Maddie LaFleur is going to be whistled for her fourth foul going over the top. And she becomes the first player in foul trouble tonight. 5:20 to go here on Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders holding on to a five-point margin, 44-39. Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Join our premier corporate sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, as your fourth and final quarter sponsors. Here come the Bulldogs now. Crusaders are going to greet them in a little man-to-man defense. Coach has kind of switched things up after the big third quarter by the Bulldogs. There's Lexi Hurd driving in against Lee, and Lee wants to block her.
Don't bring it into her house. I'm telling you what. I mean, how many block shots is that tonight? Seven?
I would say 7 to 8.
And not one foul. And nor should there have been. I mean, she just is a phenomenal, has great timing, and knows how to do it without fouling.
We got a 30-second timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick 30 with them. It's once again with 5:02 to go in your ballgame. Crusaders holding on to a five-point lead, 44-39. We'll be right back.
Cost is never a barrier to healing at your local Catholic Charities. We offer a sliding fee scale for mental health counseling, in person or by telehealth, through locations in Carroll, Fort Dodge, Sioux City, and Spencer. No matter where you live in the diocese, no matter your financial situation, if you are struggling, Catholic Charities is here for you. Speak with one of our caring professionals at 712-252-4547.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's a good one tonight. Big thanks to Abby DeMars back at the studio for keeping us going. 5:02 left in your ballgame. Crusaders holding on to a 5-point, 44-39 lead here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. DeMars is going to trigger the ball inbounds with 18 seconds left on the shot clock, as they're going to set it up high with their senior point guard, Zoe Whitcock. Zoe kicks it left side. Marino, three good.
Well, we came back out, went into 1-3-1, and I think the man was doing us a little bit better, but the Bulldogs are stepping up at every opportunity, making those threes this half.
Back to a one-possession game, 44-42. Crusaders up by two. Verzel with the ball, left wing, inside to Lee, back to Verzel. Now it's Snoozy weaving her way through the lane. Her jumper's off the mark, and the rebound by Metascove, and here come the Bulldogs trying to tie or take the lead. Short jumper by Whitcock. She had a good look there.
She did.
8 feet away, missed it. Rebound by Snoozy. Snoozy's going to push it up herself, and once again the Crusaders turn it over, getting a little bit impatient on the offensive side of things. 44-42, 4:11 to go here in your fourth quarter. Crusaders holding on to just a two-point lead. There's a corner. Metascove thought she might have it for a second. Instead, kicks it back to Whitcock. Crusaders have moved back into that man-to-man defense. They've got Lexi Hurd out high, and they're not going to chase her.
No.
Near steal by Stanley as Hurd was trying to get it back to Marino and tipped out of bounds. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. 3:48 left on the game clock. It's a one-possession lead for the Crusaders, 44-42 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Whitcock up high now. She's going to work against Melina Snoozy. Gets high post to Hurd. Tried for the back door. Nothing going. So Marinos gets it back. And there's a nice
great
steal.
Great job, Julie Verzel.
Julie Verzel with a big steal there for the Crusaders. Now let's see if we can get points at the other end and push this lead to two possessions. They're going to let Melina Snoozy run the point. She kicks it back up to Verzel.
They're looking for a little clear out inside, and that was scouted well by Lamars as Scott came over and intercepted the post entry.
Maddie Demke trying to kick it into Abby Lee, has it stolen. There's a jumper just off the mark for the Bulldogs, and once again, Lexi Hurd is on the boards. And there's going to be a foul whistled on the Crusaders, so it'll be Lamars Bulldog ball. And that foul's going to be whistled on Abby Lee. That's Abby's first to go along with 16 points. Crusaders have yet to score here in the fourth quarter. 3:06 to go. Guess I do have one bucket here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's tell you what, it's been a been a battle.
Bulldogs working, staying. The Crusaders going to stay in that man-to-man. Marino with a high post catch. Great steal there by Stanley. A huge steal. She kicks it up quickly to Demke. Demke had a layup. Lobs it over to Snoozy.
Great pass. Great finish.
Snoozy now with 18. Crusaders up 4, 46-42. This is an important stop here for the Crusaders. 2.5 minutes to go here in quarter number 4. Kudos to the Bulldogs. They have fought valiantly back after trailing 16 at half. There's a drive by the Bulldogs. Scove puts it up and in. Yep. Meta Scove is not going to go out quietly.
Nope. Again, still anybody's game here. 2 points, 2-point lead by the Crusaders, 2:09 to go.
Scove with 9 points now. Snoozy kicks it to Abby Lee. Abby's outside this time. Snoozy, big three-pointer off the mark, rebounded by Brown. Here come the Bulldogs. They're going to push it up quickly. Brown takes it in, kicks it corner. There's a three that could take the lead.
Oh, my, they did. They took the lead here. The Bulldogs did. Timeout, Lamars.
Jalen Marino with the big three. 47-46, Lamars. 1:49 to go here in your ball game. We're going to take it back for a quick 30-second spot. When we come back, we're going to have an exciting conclusion to tonight's ball game here on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone, on the Security National Bank scoreboard. 1:49 to go in the ballgame. Lamars has just taken the lead, 47-46. Again, our fourth quarter sponsors tonight are St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. And Tom, Lamars does not have a foul here in the quarter. They can be super aggressive on the defensive side of things here with basically four fouls to give.
Well, and I'm sure that's what Coach was talking about in that timeout is Lamars will come stay in that man, which is, I tell you what, they've stepped up the game and answered the call.
Here comes Demke, bringing it between the lines here. Kicks it over to Brooklyn Stanley. Stanley cross court, Snoozy. She thought about the three. Instead, hands back to Abby Lee. Abby's up high, working above the arc. Hands it back to Demke. Demke's going to reset the offense here. Let's see what the Crusaders have in mind with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Snoozy thought about the three. Instead, pulls up, has her shot blocked, and it's going to be controlled by Lamars. Well, Lamars has numbers as they kick it up quickly. Metiskov goes in the lane and decides against it, nearly has the ball stolen, and now they're going to run some clock here. 1:06 to go here.
Yeah,
they
can be patient and get the shot they want. Stanley, again, two fouls by the Crusaders. They can be real aggressive here as well.
There's Whitcock. Oh,
wow, what a play by Zoe Whitcock. What a hesitation move. Three-point lead for the Bulldogs as Stanley attacks. But, again, they have five fouls to give.
There's one of those fouls they could afford to give. Stanley had the step off the wing, and, boy, I tell you what, this is an upset in the making here. Lamars 49, Crusaders 46, 45.5 seconds to go as Lamars is going to take a short timeout. And when we resume play, the Crusaders will have an inbound situation. Maybe a good time to try and set. You certainly don't need a three, even though you're down three.
No. But again, there's Crusaders still have three fouls to put Lamars into the bonus. And there's so many new situations that go into this. And Lamars, one team foul. Again, five team fouls before you're shooting a free throw. They can be really aggressive, and somebody drives, they can foul them because they got to take the ball back out.
The downside of not having fouls,
correct,
can come back to haunt you when you get in these last 1 minute situations here. Certainly a lot of time left on the clock, but the Crusaders, you would have to believe, have to find some way to manufacture some points here on this possession. 45.5 seconds to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders trail by three. Again, they led by 16 to start the half. And Lamar's has slowly chipped away at it, and it's been by way of the three-point line. 8 three-pointers in the second half for the Bulldogs. So here we go. And Stanley's going to trigger the ball inbounds. A little slip pick there, and Lamar's comes up with a big defensive play, so the Crusaders are going to have to reset now. They had a good look there.
They did, and again, you almost have to look for a quicker shot. And if Lamar's that's a turnover. By Dempke, and now they're going to have to foul with 25 seconds left.
Melina Snoozy comes up and commits the foul, but that's just a team foul number three, so they're going to have, the Crusaders are going to have to get another quick one here, 25 seconds left. And Lamar's, by all appearances, is going to have a chance to salt this thing away at the free throw line, should they.
This is where you have to have your best inbounds plays, and where it pays off to have a guard like Zoe Whitcup, who can really, her quickness gets her open.
Snoozy fouls Whitcup in the backcourt. That's team foul number four. One more here.
Now this is, if you're Lamar's, you need to say, okay, next one we're shooting free throws, so who's going to get the ball in the inbound? It looks like they want to get Marino the ball, but Whitcup gets it. And she gets fouled as
Stanley with the foul there. Whitcup is a 57% free throw shooter.
But again, now here goes back to, this is two shots. As Lamar's, the key for them is, and they need to get at least a one for two here.
One make here at the free throw line could make things very difficult for the Crusaders. 19.2 seconds to go. Lamar's leads by three, 49-46. Zoe Whitcup at the line, the senior point guard. Ball is up and off the mark. She'll get one more here.
A little bit long. And, again, in this, now the strategy also goes in. Do you foul? And, of course, they got fouls to give. So you're not even really at the point where is Whitcup up, and she misses both.
Missing both of them. Snoozy with the rebound. She's going to push it across court and take a quick timeout here. 15 seconds to go. So life for the Crusaders yet. As we've got a full timeout, I think we'll leave it right here. Gives us a chance once again to thank our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Grenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. On the Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders trail by three.
Coach, we talk about this a lot, that especially in the high school level, those situations, the teams take their other teammates off the free throw line. And I think that puts just a little more pressure on that shooter to be up there all by themselves without seeing their teammates up there. And that was Lamar's choice. It'll be interesting to see what's their strategy with 15 seconds left. Lamar still has four fouls before we're in the double bonus.
I think you just start hacking away and chip away at that time clock.
Exactly. I mean, let the Crusaders run 3, 4, 5 seconds. Whatever you can afford to let them run. You don't foul right away.
Here's where maybe you take your best three-point shooter and have them inbound it, kick it in, and kick it right back, and see if you can get something right away here.
Or, again, do you take it and attack basket? Again, there's 15 seconds left. You don't have to get a three-pointer right now. I think if I'm the Crusaders, I'm attacking with a Brooklyn Stanley. As it looked like maybe they're going to try to go a little give and go there and inbound to Abby Lee.
Ball tipped out of bounds. 0.4 seconds runs off. Crusaders still with the inbounds. They give it to Lee. Back cut by Stanley. Nothing going. Cross court. Snoozy. Snoozy fadeaway three. Has a block. LeFleur grabs it. Snoozy with another three. It's off the mark. Rebound's going to be corralled by Lamar's.
And Lamar's is going to win this game, Coach.
As they're going to be fouled in the corner, it's going to be Miss Brown going to the line to seal the deal. Sarah Brown. She is a 53% free throw shooter, but she's going to have two free throws to ice this ball game. Again, 1.5 seconds left.
It's going to take a miracle.
Yeah.
I like the play the Crusaders ran. I don't know if we needed a three, though, because, they got to make free throws. They've missed three in a row here, Coach.
Brown misses another one. So here, if she misses this, you grab the rebound and call a quick timeout and then see if you got some kind of full court play here. It all hinges on this shot. It's good. Game's over. as they're going to lead by four. They inbound it. Crusaders were upset here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the Lamar's Bulldogs move to 12-3 on the season as the seventh-ranked team in the state upsets the fifth-ranked team in the state, the Bishop Heelan Crusaders, and gives them their first loss of the year. Once again, your final here, the Bulldogs 50, Crusaders 46. Kudos to a very gallant effort by the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs earned that win. I mean, all you can do is congratulate them.
Absolutely. Once again, your final here in game number one. It's the Lamar's Bulldogs 50, Bishop Heelan 46. The girls suffer their first loss of the year. They move to 12-1, while Lamar's improves to 12-3. When we come back, after a word from some of our great sponsors, we'll kind of close shop on this ball game and then set the stage for game number two. It's Bishop Heelan basketball on the home of Heelan Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
Culligan. For more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City, to find out more, call 712-252-4479.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the Crusader Basketball post-game show brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daggle of Spencer, Peter and Matt Sentions of Danbury, Rob Waterhouse of Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers of South Sioux City and West Point. Our other post-game sponsors include Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. And if you've been listening, we had an upset tonight as the Crusaders fell to a very good Lamar's Bulldog team, 50-46. Crusaders suffering their first loss of the year. They stand at 12-1 on the season, while the Bulldogs improved to 12-3. And that might not be the end of this matchup, as they very easily could see each other come postseason time.
The lesson learned tonight, Coach, is put the last game in your rearview mirror. East High girls, after Heelan took it to them last week, took it to Lamar's girls by 30-some. And Lamar's did a great job of putting that in the rearview mirror. Heelan did the same thing at Dallas Center Grimes, and maybe we had a little bit of that running in our minds a little bit. But the only thing you can do tonight, credit's due, and Bulldogs came in and got down by 16 at half and came out and owned that third quarter, and all of a sudden there was a game.
Absolutely. Real quick, the scoring went down. Crusaders led 10-9 after one quarter, 32-16 at halftime. That lead was cut to 42-39 at the end of the third quarter. Crusaders still on top, and then the Bulldogs went on an 11-4 run in the fourth quarter to pull away to the 50-46 victory. Again, they moved to 12-3 on the season. Crusaders fall to 12-1. The Bulldogs, as they've done all year, really balanced scoring. 11 points for Marino, 10 points apiece for Brown, Whitcop, and Lexi Hurd, and 9 points for Meta Skov. So that starting lineup for the Bulldogs accounted for all 50 of the Bulldog points. And the Crusaders, Snoozy with 18 and Abby Lee with 16. Then you had Stanley with 8 and 2 points for Demke, 2 points for 2 points for Kleiss. Not quite the balance on the Crusader side. And again, as you mentioned earlier, give credit where credit's due. A really great effort there by the Bulldogs to pull the upset here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse.
Well, and we broadcast for Catholic Radio, and obviously we broadcast for Heelan, but one thing we as old coaches appreciate is we appreciate good basketball. We appreciate kids playing hard. And we've been watching that Lamar team for a number of years, and I don't think the two of us are shocked. We've seen they have really grown as a team, and
Well, you got a kid like Zoe Whitcup that can handle it. And you touched on this before the game. It's where teams really have trouble with Heelan is just the pressure they exert defensively, and with Whitcup and Marino and Skov, those kids, they handle it.
Well, if it's your first time at the rodeo, it's tough. But the Lamar's girls have been through this rodeo, so they don't get shell-shocked like a lot of teams do.
And I really think the player that maybe swung the game in their favor might have very well been Lexi Hurd. She took over inside. Scoring-wise, 10 points, but she gave that team so many extra possessions there and really increased the defensive pressure on Abby Lee. Abby, with 14 at half, ended up with just 16. So kudos to Lexi Hurd. Kudos to that whole group. Outstanding effort by them. Crusaders, you know, sometimes you just need that reality check.
Absolutely.
You know? And they'll have a chance. They've got a rivalry game with Sergeant Bluff on Friday, and then they'll travel to Western Christian on Saturday of next week. Again, we'll have coverage of that Friday game from Sergeant Bluff, and expect the Crusaders to come out in that game with a little fire in their belly after being upset here 50-46. By the Bulldogs. Once again, Crusaders were led in scoring by Snoozy with 18 and Lee with 16. 8 points for Stanley, two apiece for Demke and Addie Kleiss. The other thing too, Tom, having Maddie Demke in foul trouble in the first half, although the Crusaders cruised pretty well there, but it just, you know, the chemistry, sometimes your rotations get out of whack a little bit.
We weren't in sync a lot of the night, but again, credit the opponent. You got to come out and play, and Lamar's could have folded their tent. They didn't, but hey, let's move on now. We got another one to play.
Yeah, tonight.
This could be a similar type game, Coach.
Tonight's post game brought to you by Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentience, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. And so that's a wrap on game number one. Once again, the Bulldogs come into the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, come back from 16-point deficit at the end of the first half to upset the Crusaders 50-46. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear some more from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll set the stage for game two. It's the Crusaders and the Bulldogs here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors.